感谢主，在这个周末，让我们有机会可以一同聚在他的跟前。
We really thank the Lord at this time close to the weekend, we can gather together before Him.
我记得上一次来澳洲好像已经有八年前了。
If I remember correctly, it was about 8 years ago that was I was in Sydney.
这八年中间，我们也看见很多的变化。
Throughout these 8 years, we see many changes.
这次来我看见很多过去认识的很多年长的人都不在了。
As I realize that, throughout these 8 years, many elder brothers that was among us are no longer with us anymore.
我看在座很多都是新起来的一代啊。
As I see, many of you are the newer generation.
感谢主
，and we thank the Lord.
我们知道神的工作一直往前
，because we believe God's word always moving forward.
但愿正像主的话所说的
，just like what the word of God tells us.
这殿末后的荣耀要大过先前
，for the later glory of this temple shall be greater than the beginning.
盼望一代比一代。能更多把荣耀归给神。
And we hope that every generation will bring more glory to God.
弟兄姊妹都已经很清楚这一次我们聚会的主题是什么。
I believe that brothers and sisters should be familiar about the topic of our conference by now.
我想开头说请大家和我一同先来读一些主的话。
I want to invite you to start with me by reading the word of God together.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开撒迦利亚书第一章。
Let us open to our Bible to the book of Zechariah and chapter 1.
我们读第十六节和十七节。
We're going to read together verse 16 and verse 17.
我先读中文，我弟兄读英，然后读英文。
So our brother will read in Chinese, and I'll follow by English.
撒迦利亚书第一章十六节。所以耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷，人施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。这是万军之耶和华说的。你要再宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我的诚意必在丰盛发达。耶和华必安慰锡安，拣选耶路撒冷。
Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts. And the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem. Again, proclaiming, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts,My cities shall be again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem.
我们再请弟兄姊妹看出埃及记。
Let's open our book to Exodus.
第二十五章。
And chapter 25.
我们要从第一节读到第九节。
We want to read from verse 1 to verse 9.
出埃及记第二十五章，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。所要收的礼物，就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛、染红的公羊皮、海狗皮。”皂荚木、点灯的油，并做膏油和香的香料，红玛瑙与别样的宝石，可以镶嵌在以弗德的胸牌上。又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
So Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 to verse 9.Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and also in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, that is, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all its finishing, furnishing, just so you shall make it.
我们在读以弗所书，新约以弗所书第四章。
We also want to look at in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians and chapter 4.
第四章第一节到第三节。
I want to read from verse 1 to verse 3.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 to 3. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我们这次的主题呢，是准神必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
So this time our topic is the measuring line shall be stretched over Jerusalem.
这是出自撒加利亚书第一章十六节。
And that's from the book of Zechariah chapter 1 verse 16.
懂得旧约历史的人都晓得。
Those that are familiar with the Old Testament history will know.
先知撒加利亚是以色列被掳归回之后的先知。
We all know that Zechariah is one of the prophets that during the time the children of Israel have returned to Jerusalem from their captivity.
我们知道因为以色列人他们拜偶像的缘故。
We all know the reason that the children of Israel have been worshipping idols.
神许可他们被掳到巴比伦70年。
So God have let them be taken captive to Babylon for 70 years.
那么70年之后啊，那么神又许可他们中间一些人回来重建耶路撒冷。
But after 70 years, God allowed some of those among them to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
虽然那次回来的人数并不是很多。
Even though the first part of those that returned to Jerusalem was not many.
总共的数字大概还不到5万人。
If we know the number, maybe less than 50,000.
那么大部分的以色列人就留在巴比伦。
So most of the children of Israel have chosen to stay at Babylon.
所以所罗巴伯就带了这一批少数的人回到耶路撒冷。
So Zerubbabel have taken all these people from Babylon and returned to Jerusalem.
那么在一片废墟的光景中重新建造神的殿和耶路撒冷城。
And they come back to Jerusalem in a wasteland and started the rebuilding of the temple.
但是当他们回来建造的时候呢，也不是很顺利。
And when they come back to rebuild the temple, things was not going as well as they want.
仇敌不断地干扰他们。
But there was enemy constantly attacking them.
后来呢，他们就上告于当时的帝王。
And so that even the enemy have taken them to before the emperor.
那个波斯王亚哈水鲁他们上告于他。
So they even reported to King Ahasuerus.
那么结果呢，王就下令叫他们停工。
And so then the emperor at that time commanded the Israel to stop rebuilding.
结果一停，停了差不多16年之久。
So when they stopped for almost 16 years.
结果这批回到耶路撒冷的人
，And these people that have returned to Jerusalem，
他们向着神的家的热情也减淡。
And their zeal for the house of God also have grown cold.
如果你读先知马拉基都读哈该的书
，If you read the writing from the Haggai and also from Malachi，
他们 觉得没有希望。
Because these people feel that they have lost hope.
所以他们就回到他们自己的生活里。
And so they put their focus into their own lives.
只注意他们自己的生活去了。
They're looking at what they need in life.
所以先知说，你们自己住天花板的房屋。
And so the prophet said, you now staying in paneled houses.
而神的家人就荒凉。
And yet the house of God is in ruins.
那个时候他们说建造圣殿的时候还没有到。
And so people, the reply was that the time to rebuild the temple is not yet come.
所以因此神就兴起了两个先知。
So at that time, God raised up two prophets.
一个哈该，一个是撒加利亚。
So one is Haggai, and the other is Zechariah.
这两位先知就用神的话语鼓励了当时的这般以色列百姓。
And both prophets have used the word of God to encourage the children of Israel at that time.
结果这般以色列人里面有心里火热，又重新开始起来建造神的殿。
So they stirred up the zeal of those people of Israel, so they raised up to rebuild the temple.
但是在建造这个殿的时候，
But yet during the rebuilding of the temple,
撒加利亚对他们讲了一句非常重要的话。
And the prophet Zechariah speak a very important message to the people.
耶和华说，
The Lord of hosts said,
准神必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
The measuring line shall be stretched over Jerusalem.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思呢？
So brother and sister, what does he mean?
我们晓得这个准神，这个准神。
So we know that the surveyor's line or measuring line.
啊，这个准神就是神建造的标准。
For this surveyor's line or measuring line is God's standard.
耶路撒冷在旧约圣经里面代表神荣耀的旨意。
For Jerusalem in the Bible represents God's glorious will.
我们知道那个是预表今天的教会说的。
And it's also pointing to the church today.
那么撒加利亚意思说你们现在要建造吗？但是一定要按照神的标准。
So Zechariah is telling them, you want to rebuild the temple, but you must follow God's standard.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神的工作必须按照神的标准。
Brother and sister, we know God's word must follow God's standard.
不管时间怎样改变，
whether the time may change,
环境怎样改变，
the situation might change,
我们这些人怎样改变，
even the people may change,
神的标准从来不改变，
but God's standard does not change.
我们晓得直到今天，
even until today,
神仍旧按照他的标准建造他的教会。
God are still building his church according to his standard.
我们知道以色列人呢，因为工作停顿的缘故，
And we know that because the Israelites have stopped their work.
他们曾经被掳了70年之久。
Because they have been taken captive for 70 years.
他们有很多人对神的旨意已经模糊了。
And so many of them have become confused with God's will.
他们完全不懂得神的标准是什么。
They have lost the meaning of understanding God's standard.
那么弟兄姊妹，今天我们要问我们。
And brother and sister, today we need to ask ourselves.
我们知道神的标准吗？
Do we know God's standard?
我们在这里一同建立教会。
We are here together rebuilding God's temple.
我们知道神的标准在哪里吗？
Do we know what is God's standard?
弟兄姊妹们，
brother and sister,
不能容许环境，容许周遭人事物，容许这个时间的改变，叫神的旨意变得模糊。
We must not allow people, situation, and things happening around us to confuse the standard of God.
人可以改变，
people can change,
但神从来不改变。
But our God does not change.
我们的神在他的工作上也从来不妥协。
And also God had never compromised in his work.
所以神一直做工到今天。
And God have continued working until today.
他仍旧按照他荣耀的旨意带领他的教会往前。
And according to his glorious will, is leading his church forward.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们今天的生活和侍奉，
Today our life and our service,
整个教会的建造，
And the building of the whole church.
必须知道神是有他自己的标准的。
We must understand God has his standards.
我们知道这个标准非常重要。
So we know the importance of the standard.
今天这个世界为什么混乱呢?
Why is today in the world there's so much confusion?
没有标准。
Because they have lost the standard.
我相信我们活在这个时代中我们都很清楚。
And we know living in this era, we all know what's happening.
美国人是标准吗?
Can we say the American has a standard?
澳洲人是标准吗?
Or can we say Australia is the standard of the world?
中国人是标准吗?
Or is the Chinese the standard of the world?
你看这个国家,大家都说我是标准。
You're looking at all the country leaders or saying their country is the standard.
啊,你要照你的标准,他要照他的标准。
He's saying he wanted must follow his standard, others say must follow their standard.
我要改变你来顺从我的标准。
And I'm going to change you to follow my standard.
所以这个世界就变得非常的混乱。
So we can see the world is full of confusion.
所以你知道这个标准是很重要的一件事情。
So we can see having a standard is very important.
为什么我们的家庭会这么,有时候出这么多乱子呢?
Why is sometimes in our family we have so much trouble?
因为在家里也没有绝对的标准。
Maybe because in the family we have no standard.
丈夫有丈夫的标准,妻子有妻子的标准。
Maybe the husband has his standard and the wife has her standard.
生了一个儿子又是一个标准。
And then when a son is born, the son has his own standard.
生两个又两个标准。
And then when there's two children, there's two standards.
所以你看见这个家庭生活有时候就出现一种混乱。
So even in the family line, we can see that there's some confusion there.
弟兄姊妹们，地上的教会也是这样。
And brother and sister, the church on earth is the same.
因为你有你的标准，他有他的标准。
You have your standard, he has his standard.
所以呢，我们就把教会弄得非常的混乱。
So that's why the church becomes so confused.
我们知道了这个标准呢，是建立人的观念。
We know that by the standard it helps people to understand.
我想我们这么多人在这里。
When I look at it, with so many of us here today.
如果我们问起对教会的观念，恐怕有一两百个观念。
If we all ask what is your idea about the church, we all may have many different ideas.
我对教会的观念是这样，你对教会的观念是这样。
Because you may look at the church this way, I may look at the church this way.
我的看法是这样，你的看法是那样。
Your viewpoint is like this, my viewpoint is like that.
你的做法是这样，我的做法是这样。
You want to do things this way, I want to do things my way.
所以两千年的教会历史。
So for 2,000 years of church history.
告诉我们地上的教会不断地在混乱的光景中。
It is telling us that the church on the earth are constantly going through this confusion.
弟兄姊妹们。神做他的工作是有一定的标准的。
But brother and sister, when God is doing his work, he has his standard.
我们大家必须按照他的标准。
And we all must follow his standard.
不论你在什么环境的里面。
It doesn't matter what situation you are in.
如果我们按照神的标准。
If we all follow God's standard.
弟兄姊妹们。
Then brother and sister.
教会就自然合一的。
Then we can see the church is one.
教会自然的光景就建造的非常的兴旺。
And we can see the condition of the church will be built up and prosperous.
我们的神有无限的忍耐。
Our God is very patient.
虽然地上的人按照自己的观念、自己的看法，把神的工作打乱了。
Even though the people on the earth are going their own way and have confused God's work.
但是请我们记得。
But let us remember.
圣经告诉我们。还有最后的审判。
That there is a final judgment that is coming.
就是我们一生在地上所做的，到最后都到审判台前。
For everything we have done on the earth, one day shall be judged before God.
神就按照他的这个审判，按照他的标准做审判。
For God is going to judge us according to His standard.
弟兄姊妹，记得《使徒行传》第十七章里面有这样的话。
And brother and sister, in the book of Acts, chapter 17, it says,
将来神要立定一个人按公义审判天下。
For God, in the later day, God shall establish someone to judge the world in righteousness.
我们的神，他是公义的神。
For our God, He's a righteous and just God.
那么今天你尽量做吧。
And today, you want to do it your way.
到那一天能经得过神的审判。
But What you have done, can this stand God's judgment?
弟兄姊妹们
Brother,
在神面前才能蒙福啊。
We need to able to stand before him, then we will be blessed.
今天呢不是做得多就是对啊。
But today, we know that it's not that you're doing more work than it's right.
很多时候你做了很多到时候最后不对 这是你一生的亏损。
If you have done so many things, but at the end it was wrong, then you suffer lost.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
在我们没有信主之前
，Before we believe in the Lord Jesus，
我们每个人都有每个人的观念
，We all have our own way，
都有我们自己生活的标准
，We all have our own life standard。
我们知道那个标准是不可靠的
，But we know that our own standard is not trustworthy。
我们要记得，当我们信主之后。
But after we believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们基督徒是有标准的人。
As a Christian, we have a standard.
什么是标准呢
？Then what is this standard?
是神的标准。
This standard is God's standard.
我们个人的生活按照神的标准。
And even our own life, we are living according to God's standard.
我们的家庭按照神的标准。
Our family is living according to God's standard.
我们教会的建造和生活按照神的标准。
But even our church, our life in the church are also according to God's standard.
所以我们必须要明白这个标准。
So that's why we must understand what this standard is.
希伯来书十三章的话告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 13 tells us.
他说只有耶稣基督是昨日今日一直到永远都是一样。
For Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
这说明只有基督是绝对的标准。
It tells us only Jesus Christ is the one and only standard.
你看，我们活在这个世界中
，We're living in this world today.
很多人说，哎呀，今天有这个标准，过一阵子就改变。
And many say, well, today we have this kind of standard, but Tomorrow, the standard will change.
只有那个永不改变的才能立作标准。
But only the standard that never changed, that can be the standard.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
神把他的儿子赐给我们。
God has given us his son.
基督就是我们的绝对标准。
For Christ is our standard.
不过在旧约时代中
But during the Old Testament,
当基督还没有来的时候
，just before Christ came into the world,
他用预表的一个光景来告诉我们什么是神的标准。
For God is using a picture to show us what does it mean of His standard.
那么这个准神
，and what is this measuring line?
就是神工作的标准。
It is God's standard for His work.
那么这个标准神第一次出现在什么时候呢
？So when is the first time this measuring line appeared?
我们晓得这个第一次的出现就是在西乃山上。
And we know that the first time it appeared is at Mount Sinai.
当神借着摩西的手把整个以色列的百姓带出埃及。
When God using Moses to lead the children of Israel to depart from Egypt.
三个月后他们来到西乃山下。
And after 3 months, they come to Mount Sinai.
神做了一件重大的事情。
And there, God did a great work.
他把他荣耀的心意做了一个完整的启示。
For God there revealed his perfect will to them.
这个启示呢包括三件重要的事情。
And during God's revelation, the interesting, very important things.
我希望弟兄姊妹记住啊。
I hope that brother and sister will remember the three things.
第一个
，The first,
神启示了祭司的国度。
For God revealed to them the kingdom of priesthood.
就是所有神的儿女都是祭司。
Every child of God is a priest.
今天我们也是祭司。
And today we are God's priest.
每个弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
Every brother and sister is a priest.
神救我们就是要做祭司。
For God save us to be His priest.
啊，第二件事情。
And the second,
就神把律法、把十诫赐下来。
For God has given us His law, the Ten Commandments.
什么是十诫呢
？What is the Ten Commandments?
十诫就说明神生命的性情。
For God through that tell us the real meaning of life.
因为我们知道那个时候神的生命还没有。借着神的儿子带到地上。
For we know at that time, God had not sent His Son into the world.
他就先把这个生命的性情告诉我们。
And yet, He, through the Ten Commandments, tell us what the life would be.
告诉我们神是怎样的一位神。
And telling us what God is.
他的生命是什么样的一种性质。
What His life would be.
感谢主啊。
And we thank God.
今天你我都得着了这样性质的生命。
For today, you and me have gained this life.
第三个重大的启示
And the third most important revelation.
就是神把会幕的样式启示给摩西
For God has revealed to Moses the pattern of the tabernacle.
这个会幕是神的家
For this tabernacle is God's house.
这个会幕是神设立他宝座的地方
For in this tabernacle is where God is going to set his throne.
而这个会幕就是教会的预表
And also this tabernacle is representing the church.
所以我们看见在西乃山上神做了一个重大完整的启示
And so we see that in Mount Sinai, God has revealed His perfect will.
现在呢，我们要把我们的注意力呢放在会幕这件事情上。
And now we want to pay our attention at the tabernacle.
因为那是神最重要的工作。
For that's God's most important work.
啊，那么呢，这个是神按照他的标准所建造的会幕。
For The tabernacle was built according to God's standard.
也可以说会幕就把神的标准把它显示出来了。
So when we're looking at the tabernacle, it helps us to understand God's standard.
弟兄姊妹们，从那个时候开始起
And so brothers and sisters, starting from at that time,
在以色列百姓的中间
And in the midst of the children of Israel,
神的工作就开始有了一条准绳。
And so,In the midst of the children of Israel, God's word has a measuring line.
不管以后建造圣殿
It doesn't matter whether later is the building of the temple
或者建造耶路撒冷
or the building of Jerusalem.
都根据这个准绳
It's all built according to this measuring line.
所有的以色列人他们近前的以色列人都明白这件事情
So all the children of Israel that fear God, they all understand this.
所以我们可以看见神勇士的标准第一次出现是在西乃山上。
So we can see God's eternal standard the first time appeared at Mount Sinai.
所以从西乃山之后
And after from Mount Sinai goward,
以色列的百姓就有了标准。
The children of Israel, they now have a standard.
神也按照这个标准建造以色列的百姓。
And God also building up the children of Israel according to this standard.
但是我们读旧约历史
But when we read the history in the Old Testament,
我们看见人把神的标准破坏到什么样一种光景。
We can see how men have broken down God's standard.
结果呢，带来了无数的灾祸，无数的困难，无数的痛苦。
And because of that, they have heaped upon themselves so many trouble, problems, and tragedies.
神是愿意祝福他的百姓。
God is so willing to bless His own people.
但是神必须按照他的标准。
But God can only bless them according to His standard.
你不要以为说在神的标准之外，你还可以求得神的祝福。
And don't think that outside of God's standard, you can receive a blessing.
你只要符合神的标准，就是祝福。
As long as you meet God's standard, you will be blessed.
这个对我们是何等重要的提醒啊
！And that to us is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brother and sister,
今天我们必须明白
today we must understand,
神建造他的教会是有一定的标准。
When God built His church, He has His standard.
感谢主，我们可以从旧约会幕的建造这个预表，可以看见神给我们有重要的启示。
So, from the Old Testament, look at the building of the tabernacle, it will teach us to understand what God's standard is.
我们从会幕里面可以看见至少有四件重要的事情。
And inside the tabernacle, we can see that four things that which is most important.
啊，那是要按照神的标准。
And they must be built according to God's standard.
我先简单的说一下。
I will briefly mention it.
主若许可，我们这一次的特会有四堂，我要把它解释给弟兄姊妹听。
So if God allows us.Then we have the four messages, and we want to use that to explain it to brothers and sisters.
从会幕所启示出来的这个标准，第一个是品质的标准。
And we can see that the first, most important thing is the quality of the substance.
啊，神做他的工有一定的品质的。
When God doing His work, the substance that He used has certain type of quality.
第二个。是有样式的标准。
And second is the likeness.
啊，那么第三个
And the third point,
它有一个规格的标准。
And it also has its measuring standard.
不是 measuring, 这个字哈，specification 也可以。或者再用另外一个英文字啊，如果你们懂得英文好的人懂得，可以用 norm 这个字 ，N-O-R-M。
So either we can use the word specification, or we can use the norm.
啊，这个 norm 在科学上用的很多的。
It's been used very scientifically.
啊，那么第四个
，and the fourth point
就是侍奉人的标准
，and also is the principle of service.
啊。所以弟兄姊妹们，我们从会幕整个的建造上面来看
，And so, brother and sister, when we look at the building of the tabernacle,
神很清楚地给我们看见有这四方面的标准
，And God very clearly revealed to us that there is this four standard.
我在这里还要慎重地跟弟兄姊妹们提醒
，As here, I want to also sincerely tell brother and sister.
教会是神的工作，不是人的工作。
The church is God's work, it's not man's work.
我们必须搞清楚。
And we must make this clear.
教会是神的工作。
The church is God's work,
不是人的工作。
And it's not man's work.
教会更不是什么宗教团体。
And also the church is not a religious body.
我们可以有自己的解释，自己的观念。
And it's not that man can have his own explanation, as his own thinking.
所以圣经的话告诉我们，人只能顺服神。
So the Bible teaches us, man must submit to God.
那么必须忠心。
We must be faithful.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，神的标准，唯一的标准就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And God's one and only standard is His Son Jesus Christ.
那么今天。下午我们先讲到这个品质的标准。
And this afternoon, we want to look at the first point with the quality.
我们知道以色列人出埃及之后
We all know after the children of Israel left Egypt.
在西乃山下他们要建造会幕。
And when they come to the foot of Mount Sinai, they want to build the tabernacle.
很奇妙就神在这里借着摩西对以色列百姓说
And amazingly, God was speaking to the children of Israel through Moses.
你要叫以色列人来献礼物给我。
And said, go and tell the children of Israel that they can make an offering of gift to me.
这个是很特别的一件事情。
Don't you think that this is something special?
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们人不能这样做的，对吧？
It's like, brother and sister, we know that we cannot do that.
我们如果跑到人家家里说啊，你要送礼物给我，这是不礼貌的东西。
If you go to somebody's house and you tell them, you need to give me a gift.
但是只有神说，你要叫以色列的百姓来送礼物。
But yet God was saying that, through Moses saying that, you need to ask the children of Israel to give me gifts.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这里包含了多么重要的一件事情呢？
Do you know, brother and sister, that this is telling us something very important?
他其实是叫以色列百姓来奉献，对不对？
We know that God is asking the children of Israel to make an offering.
但是这里说，神把以色列的百姓的奉献当作礼物来收。
But it's telling us that God is taking the offering from the children of Israel as gift to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个就不一样了，对不对？
And it sounds quite different.
所以你看，神多伟大。
And God is so great and mighty.
他多么的富有，多么的神圣呢？
God is rich, God is holy.
我们能拿什么东西，拿什么礼物给他呢？
Have you ever think of what kind of gift can you give to God?
你就把你的命给他，这个也不算什么，对不对？
Even if you give your life to God, it still counts nothing.
弟兄姊妹们，
brother,
神把我们的奉献当作礼物来收。
When God accepts our offering as a gift to Him,
这说明神爱，神的爱。
It's showing us that God loves us.
我记得哈，我那个老大在读书的时候
，I remember that my oldest son when he was still studying.
他那个做学生没有钱。
And because that time he's just student, he didn't have any money.
他有的时候想送点礼物给爸爸。
And one day he think of want to get a gift for me.
他没有钱。
But yet he had no money.
所以呢，我就拿点钱给他。
And so he comes to me and I give him some money.
我说你去买点东西吧。
I say you take this money and go and buy me a gift.
哎呀，他说我用你的钱买东西当礼物送给你。
And he said, well, how can you give me money, use your money to buy a gift to give it back to you?
我说没有关系，你去买。
And I said, that's okay, you go and buy me a gift.
结果他用我的钱去买了礼物送给我，我很高兴。
And so he took my money to buy a gift and give to me, and I was so happy.
为什么我们是父子，你知道吗？
Because we are father and son.
我的儿子很不好意思。
But yet my son feel that this is not appropriate.
做爸爸的非常欢喜。
But then as a father, I'm so happy.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brother and sister,
感谢神,
we thank God.
他是我们的父亲。
Because he is our father.
所以你把什么放在那里, 有些破破烂烂东西放在当礼物, 神, 奉献, 神就把它当礼物收。
So whether what you're offering you think is not appropriate, but yet God still happily accepted as a gift.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里, 神就叫摩西, 跟以色列的百姓要礼物。
So here God's asking Moses to tell the children of Israel to bring him gifts.
那么这个礼物做什么呢？
Then what is all this gift going to be used for?
是用来建造会幕的。
But all this gift is going to be used to build the tabernacle.
你知道以色列这些金银这些东西从哪里来的吗？
Do you know where the children of Israel getting all the gold and silver from?
当以色列人要离开埃及的时候，
It's only when the children of Israel is leaving Egypt.
神给他们下了一道很奇怪的命令。
And God have given them a very special command.
你们就到埃及人家里去跟他要。
It's like you go to your neighboring Egyptian's family and ask them.
所以以色列人出了埃及啊， 把埃及人的金银财宝都带走了。
So when the children of Israel left Egypt, they actually gathered all the gold and silver from all the Egyptians.
并且很奇妙的， 你拿到这些金银财宝啊， 在旷野里面一点用都没有。
But when they bring all this gold and silver and living in the wilderness, what can they use them for?
哇， 如果把它拿到Sinai来， 那就有用了，对不对啊？
If you bring all the gold and silver to Sinai, then you'll be rich.
哇， 这里很多market， 很多商场可以去买东西啊。
And maybe you can turn that into money and go to a shop to buy many things.
所以以色列人拿着这些金银到旷野做什么呢？ 没有用处。
But the children of Israel taking all the gold and silver and went into the wilderness, what can they use it for?
原来神有他的心意。
But because God has his purpose,
神就让以色列人把这些金银财宝都献出来。
And God's asking the children of Israel to make an offering of the gold and silver.
用来建造神的会幕。
And use that to build the tabernacle.
弟兄姊妹们, 刚才我们读到出埃及记25章第一节到第九节。
So brother and sister, when we read from Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 to 9.
那里讲到了很多的材料。
And it tells us there's many of the different materials.
我们都知道在预表的意义上面, 每一样的事物都代表着基督生命的一种性格。
And we all know all of this material are all pointing to Christ's character.
我们知道一个房屋的建造,
And we know that when we build a house,
不光是样式好,
not only that its design should be good,
这个建造的材料很重要，对不对？
But also the quality of the material is very important.
我相信你们去买房子的时候啊,
And I believe that when you go and buy a house,
你不会光注意房屋的样式的,
you probably will not just look at the outward design of the house.
你一定进到里面去看看它用的材料好不好。
And you will also go inside to look at the material that the house
used. 是不是这样呢？
Do you do that?
你去买房子里面, 这里敲敲, 那里碰碰, 看看它那个材料好不好呢?
When you go buy a house, would you dare go check on the material by knocking on it?
真的好的房屋, 材料要好, 对不对?
Because when you buy a good house, you'll know that they also use good material.
神建造他的家, 一定要用神所要的材料。
So when God's building his house, he must use the material that's acceptable to him.
请我们记住一句话。
Let us remember one thing.
什么样的性格神能用呢?
What kind of character can God use?
只有基督的性格神能用。
It's only a character like Christ that God can use.
所以一个原则在这里。
And here is a principle.
神只能用基督的性格建造基督的家。
So God can only use the character of Christ to build his house.
我们常常有的人不喜欢自己的性格, 有的人是很欣赏自己的性格。
We know that so many people, they don't like their own character, but some are really like their own character.
不管你自己感觉自己多好, 神不能用。
And doesn't matter how well you think of yourself, God cannot use your character.
神只能用基督的性格 建造基督的教会，请我们记得。
For God can only use the counsel of Christ to build His church.
当然，这些材料每个都有预表的含义在里面。
And we all know all this material is pointing to Christ.
让我快快的啊，把它整个做一点简单的解释。
So let's use briefly to look at each one of them.
这个金代表神的性情。
And gold, it means God's character.
在神的家中只能充满神的性情。
And then in God's house can only fill with God's character.
这个银子的意思是蒙救赎的意思。
And silver representing their salvation.
这个铜呢
,redemption.
这个铜呢代表着审判。
And brass or bronze means judgment.
还有各式各样的线。
And also different kind of threads.
蓝色的代表属天的。
And blue means heavenly.
紫色代表尊贵。
And purple means loyalty.
朱红色的代表血的记号。
And the scarlet means the shedding of blood.
那细麻代表洁白。
And we can see that the fine linen means a holiness.
这山羊毛代表着蒙羞辱受苦。
And gold's hair means the suffering of Christ.
这里还有各样的皮。
And also different skins.
这个红公羊皮。
And ram's skin dyed red.
代表主耶稣的流血受辱。
And Jesus shedding his blood and suffered.
海狗皮。
And badger skins.
代表没有加薪美容。
And means there is no beauty in him.
皂荚木。
Acacia wood.
代表着他的结实实在。
And means it's a strong substance.
还有油和香料。
And also the oil and spices.
代表着灵感，代表圣灵的工作和香气。
And also the work of the Holy Spirit and its fragrance.
还有各样的宝石。
And a different type of stone, precious stone.
这个宝石是经过了改变之后变成了尊贵。
And all this precious stone is after going through pressure and turning into something precious.
所以你看当初神建造会幕的时候。
So we can see that when God's building the tabernacle.
神就指定了要用这些的材料。
And God have appointed them to use this kind of material.
当然这些材料预表着基督的生命和性格。
For all this material is pointing to Christ's character and his life.
他用了这么多的材料。
And using all these materials,
这说明他的性格，他的生命是何等的丰盛。
It shows to us that his life is abundant.
那么弟兄姊妹们，感谢我们的主啊。
And brother and sister, we thank our Lord.
当他道成肉身来到地上的时候。
When he, the word of God, become flesh to come into this world.
四福音书记载着。
And the four gospels are recorded.
他在肉身中他就把这些性格通通显明出来了。
That while he's on earth, he manifests all these qualities.
我常常对弟兄姊妹说，当你读四福音书的时候。
And so often I tell brothers and sisters that when you read the four gospels,
你不能只把它当作一个客观的历史。
You cannot just look at it as if it's just history.
是一个客观的。Objective 的这个。
Objective, look at objective as history.
他也不是主耶稣到肉身中来表演来的。
It's not just Jesus in the body displaying itself.
因为主耶稣在肉身中啊，首先告诉门徒们。
Because when Jesus on earth, he told his disciples.
他从万有之上所带来的生命。
The light which he bring from the glory above.
这个生命是何等样的一个生命。
And what kind of life is this life?
他要把这个生命的性格、能力、美丽，通通把它表现出来。
He want to manifest the power and also the glory of this life.
主就告诉我们说，有一天这个生命要进到你们里面。
And he's telling us that one day this same life will be entering into you.
所以今天我们弟兄姊妹已经蒙恩得救了。
So today, brother and sister, we are saved.
这个生命已经在你的里面。
This glorious life is already inside.
所以当你读四福音书的时候
，So when you're reading the four gospels,
你看见那个主耶稣的表现
，And you're looking how Jesus is showing himself.
就说明这个性格今天在你的里面。
Do you realize that the same character is in you today?
今天谁也 巴望这个生命的性格从我们的身上也能被显明出来。
For today, God is looking to see this light manifest through us.
所以你看见，当你读马太福音的时候
，So when you're reading the Gospel of Matthew，
哇，你看见君王的尊荣。
You're looking at Jesus Christ as the King.
你读马可福音的时候
，And when you read the Gospel of Mark，
你看见他作为仆人。
You can see the humility for him as a servant.
他是何等的劳苦牺牲。
And that how that he is sacrificing himself and work.
他是何等的忠心。
And he's faithful.
他也非常的平实。
And also he is very easy to approach.
当你读路加福音的时候
，And when you read the Gospel of Luke,
你看见一个正常的人在这里。
You look at it as an ordinary man living here.
所以主耶稣在地上时候常常称自己为人子。
And that's why Jesus on the earth, he called himself the Son of Man.
人子的意思就是真人。
And the true meaning is that I'm the real person.
那弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣是真人，那我们是假人吗？
You may ask, if Jesus is the true man, then are we the fake one?
我们不是假人。
We are not the fake one.
我们是不真。
But we are just not real.
弟兄姊妹们能听懂吗？
Did you understand what he meant?
我们是个人，但是不真的。
Yes, we are a man, but we are not real.
只有主耶稣是真的。
But only Jesus is real.
所以路加福音就是显出这个人性的美丽。
And so in the Gospel of Luke, it shows us what a real man is.
约翰福音就告诉我们，这个生命是神的生命。
And the Gospel of John tells us this is God's life.
超越一切。之上的一个生命。
This life is over and above everything else.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，现在我们有一点明白。
So, brother and sister, we can understand a bit now.
为什么信耶稣得永生呢
？Why we say when you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life?
神为什么要把生命给我们呢
？Why does God want to give you eternal life?
哦，你说有了这个生命，就可以活到永永远远。
And he said, well, once I have eternal life, they can live forever.
没有错。
That's right.
但是我们知道神把这个生命赐给我们之后呢
？But we know that after God has given us this eternal life,
神还要在我们身上做什么？做改变的工作。
But God also is going to continue to do a work of transformation.
这是多么重要的一件事情啊
！It's a very important work.
就这个生命进到我们的里面。
For this new life comes into us.
它像一个种子一样进来。
When it come in, it's like a seed.
那它在我们里面要生长的。
And when the seed came in, it want to grow.
它的生长的意思就是，它要把它那个特性逐渐都把它发挥出来。
And as the seed grow, it's going to manifest its quality and character.
所以你看见有的基督徒啊，得救一阵子之后呢，哎，慢慢的性情性格都改变。
And you see some Christians after they're saved, slowly.That character start to change and personality.
所以这个开始在我们身上开始这个有了变化。
And we can see that change is happening.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们到今天很多人都很清楚一句话。
And even until today, we very clearly know one thing.
神要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，对吧
？We remember the Bible tells us.He want to conform us like his son.
这句话我常常听弟兄姊妹祷告是这样的。
And very often I heard brother and sister pray in this way.
你有没有问说为什么要把我们改成生儿子的形象啊
？But have you ever asked the question why does God want to change us to be like his son?
当然我们可以说呢，因为主要把我们这个败坏的人、罪人改成像生儿子那样的尊贵，对吧
？And when God want to change us a sinner into Like Jesus, which is holy and glorious.
或者有人觉得说，因为我们这些罪人呢不好办，难办。
And some may think that because we are sinners is hard to deal with.
把我们改变的时候就好相处啊。
And so change us so that we are much more easier to live together.
我过去常常有时候听见那个做丈夫的跟我讲。
And in the past, I heard many husbands telling me this.
你最好呢把我的太太带到教会去。
I say, it would be good if you can take my wife to the church.
把她改变
And then change her.
我就跟她讲，我说你真是自私啊你。
And I say, but you are very selfish.
你就是想把你太太改变得好，你自己舒服，对不对
Because you just want to change your wife so that you can be comfortable yourself.
有的做父母的时候把孩子们送到教会去，你帮我改变改变。
And those that many parents, they just send their children to the church and say, oh, help us, change our children.
我们都有一个观念，我们知道他改变了就好相处了，对吧？
Because we all think that once somebody is changed, they'll be easier to live with you together.
神是不是觉得说我们现在这些人很难相处啊？跟你改变改变，将来就好相处啊？
Are you thinking that God is thinking the same way? Feel that it's difficult for us to live with Him today, so He wants to change us so that it's more easier for us to live with Him.
神启示摩西啊，告诉他说，我们的天性都是荆棘。
And when God reveals to Moses, He said that.Our own character just like the bush.
你知道那个荆棘很有刺的。
And because the bush is with many things are prickly.
哇，所以我们碰在一起常常刺来刺去的，对吧？
So when we're gathering together like this, we're just pricking one another.
所以我常常想，摩西把两三百万的以色列百姓呢，带出埃及。
And so many times I feel that when Moses gathering 2 or 3 million Israel out of Egypt,
其实带出来的是两三百万的荆棘啊，荆棘。
What he's bringing out is 2 or 3 million bushes.
哇，你看在旷野多难办呢。
And in the wilderness, you can see the problem it creates.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有被刺过啊？
So brother and sister, have you ever been pricked by someone else?
哇，我这几十年侍奉主啊，常常有时候被觉得。被刺得很难过。
But many years of serving the Lord, maybe you feel that you have been pricked so many times.
其实有时候主告诉我，你刺别人更难过。
But sometimes the Lord will tell us that you prick others more than you've been pricked yourself.
荆棘刺来刺去。
Because we are thistles and bushes, we're always pricking one another.
啊，有人常常跟我讲说，你姊妹最温柔了。
And some of them are telling me, say, brother, your wife is so gentle.
跟你讲吧，温柔的人也有刺。
But I tell them so that yes, a gentle woman also have its thorns.
这个硬刺刺了不舒服，那个软刺啊刺了也不舒服。
Whether the thorn is hard, prickly hard or soft, is uncomfortable.
弟兄姊妹，这是神改变我们的目的吗
？But brother and sister, is that the purpose that why God changes us?
今天你要明白。
But let us understand today.
神要建造他的房屋。
When God is building His house,
神要把基督的性格放在我们身上。
For God wants to confirm in us the character of Christ.
他要用我们做建造他房屋的材料。
And then He wants to use us to become the material to build His house.
这是更荣耀的一个思想。
And that is a glorious thought.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要改变。
So brother and sister, we are changing.
保罗告诉我们
，And Apostle Paul tells us，
在哥林多前书十五章他这样说
，And then in First Corinthians chapter 15 he tells us，
他说啊，这个我如今告诉你一个奥秘
，He said I will tell you a mystery，
就是我们不是都要睡觉
，No everyone else will sleep，
我们乃是要改变
，But we will be transfigured，
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在地上。
And brother and sister, today when we live on the earth,
我不知道天天的生活是神在改变我们。
For every day in our life, God is changing us.
最可怜的情况是什么呢
？And the most pitiful condition is
一年年的过来
，you year on year have gone by.
我们没有什么改变。
Yeah, you did not change.
知识增加多了。
Maybe you have gained more knowledge.
经验多了一点。
Maybe you have a little bit more experience.
但这个人。一点都没有改变。
But your character did not change.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫浪费时间。
So brother and sister, that is wasting time.
所以我们要求主怜悯我们。
We need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
主把我们放在时间里面。
So even in this time God given to us,
在我们身上最宝贵的事情就是改变。
The most precious thing that God is working us is to transform us.
因为神要把我们用作建造他房屋的一个材料。
Because God wants to use us to be the material to build His house.
我再说
，Let me say it again.
神建造教会
，When God's building His church,
只能用基督的性格建造基督的教会。
He can only use the character of Christ to build His church.
所以我们常常讲，哎呀，有的教会是好教会。
And maybe sometimes you say, well, some church is a good church.
我先问你们呢。
Let me ask you.
在你的观念中，什么是好教会啊？
In your judgment, what is a good church?
什么样的教会是好教会啊？
What type of church is a good church?
大家都不说。
And none of you want to give an answer.
你想想看。
Reflects the body.
Oh, reflect.
彰显
基督。Yeah, 彰显基督非常好。Yeah, good. A good answer.什么叫做好的教会啊？
So what is characterized as a good church?
不是人多。
It's not just more people.
我们今天觉得人多就是好教会。
Do you feel that there's more people attending than that is a good church?
有人说礼拜堂盖得越大就是好教会。
And some people's judgment is that if it's a big church, then it's a good church.
有人说那个地方道讲得好就是好教会。
And some say, well, if they have a good message there, then that is a good church.
那边的制度好。管理好就是好教会。
And some say because they have good organization, that's a good church.
No, 现在你要明白一件事情。
But now let us understand.
在那个聚会的里面
，When inside that gathering assembly,
改变的人越多，就是好教会。
The more people that are transformed by God, that is a good church.
如果我们都没有改变
，If all of us are not transformed, change.
再怎么样做。
It doesn't matter how hourly we do this.
你也不能满足神的心。
We cannot satisfy the heart of God.
像我们弟兄讲的一样，表现基督。
Just like our brother tell us, it's a manifesting of Christ.
我们知道这个有程度上的不一样的。
We know that there's a different degrees.
有的人改变多，有人改变少，对不对呢？
Some transform more, some being transformed less.
所以今天我们为什么带弟兄姊妹们读经、祷告、追求，为什么做这些事呢？
Why are we today gathering to read the God's word, praying together, and fellowship together?
你说一般教会都这么做的吗？
And he said, well, because every church assembly is like that.
弄几个查经聚会。
They will start
Bible study. 弄几个祷告聚会。
They will have prayer meeting.
哇，大家发热心传福音。
And everybody that's been zealous to preach the gospel.
这些都是好的。
All this is good.
但是这些并不能代表教会真正的被建立。
But seeing all this activity,does not mean the church has been built.
只有我们改变。
It's only when our life is changed and transformed.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
神才能用我们来建造他的家。
Then God can use us to build his house.
你知道吗？我们不仅盼望了一个好的聚会。
We're not only wishing we have a good assembly.
我们的神更盼望在地上找到他自己的家。
But God also is looking on the earth to find His house.
弟兄姊妹，我们的聚会能成为神安息的所在吗？
Brother and sister, is our assembly a place for God to rest?
还是我们只顾自己的需要呢？
Or we only there to satisfy our own?
不，神建造教会是为着他的自己。
For God built up His church, it's for Himself.
所以我们必须要改变。
That's why we need to change.
所以彼得到晚年的时候啊。
So when Peter comes to his old age,
他提醒我们一件重要的事情。
And he reminded us of one very important thing.
他说基督徒啊
,as a Christian,
需要追求一个纯洁的魂。
We need to pursue after a pure soul.
因为什么今天实在来讲我们最多的难处就在我们人的魂里面。
Because today, most of the problem we have is in our soul.
整个世界的难处都是在这个堕落的魂里面。
And the problems in the world is also because of the soul.
只有魂的改变。
It's only when our soul are transformed.
是代表我们真正人在神面前的改变。
And then you see that we are truly changed before God.
这是圣经中讲到成圣的生活。
And even the Bible speaks of this word of sanctification.
那么呢，这个成圣的生活是什么呢？就是把我们的性格改变成基督的性格。
And the work of sanctification is to transform us to be more like Christ's character.
你知道哥林多前书十五章讲那个改变。
And in the first Corinthians chapter 15, it speaks about that transformation.
其实它的原文是什么意思呢？
What does the original text mean?
它原文的意思是 replace 的意思。
And in the original, it means replace.
就是呢，神把他儿子的生命给我们用他的性格代替我们的性格。
When God give us His Son, the Lord Jesus is to replace what's inside us.
请我们记得。
And let us remember.
神从来不做 reform 的工作。
And God never do any work to reform us.
啊，这个 reform 什么呢？把它修改修改，神从来不要修改。
But God is not just there repairing.
你我那些性格，神根本不能用的。
Because our own character, God cannot use.
所以神要用基督的性格来代替你的性格。
But God want to use Christ's character to replace your character.
哇，这是何等的恩典呢？
How great is this grace?
所以彼得告诉我们，我们要一个基督徒要追求纯洁的魂。
And that's why Peter is telling us we must pursue after pure soul.
当然，我们没有太多的时间去解释这个。
We don't have much time to explain this.
彼得到晚年的时候很注意这个。
But yet in Peter's old age, he's focused so much on this.
你看彼得的一生呢
？And we see that in the life of Peter.
在头一个世纪
，even in the first century.
有谁的能力大过彼得
？Can you see anyone else have more powerful than Peter？
一传福音三千人得救。
But when he preached the gospel, 3,000 were saved.
再传一次五千人得救。
And then when he preached again, 5,000 got saved.
然后最后呢，能够叫这个什么叫多加从死里复活。
And he was able to raise the dead.
他那个医治的能力多大，影子照着什么人就好了。
And his power healing.Even his shadow casting on someone, that person healed from sickness.
哎呀，我们多么羡慕他，对不对啊
？So are you longing after that kind of power?
如果我们的影子照着什么人就好了，这个真的是太大的能力了。
And you see, well, if have that kind of power, even the shadow can heal somebody from sickness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，彼得深深的明白一件事情。
So, brother, sister.But Peter knows one thing.
说他从来不夸耀这个东西。
But he never boasts about his power and ability.
你看保罗、彼得到后来出去做工作，有没有到地方去讲着说，哎，你们记得吗？我曾经传福音三千人得救啊。
Have you ever read anywhere in the Bible when Peter is reminding other people, say, when I preached, there were 3,000 got saved.
哎，我曾经叫死人复活啊。
And I also raised people from the dead.
他从来都不提这些东西的。
But he never mentioned all of this.
因为什么呢
？Why is that?
彼得知道这些东西是神加给他，是外来的东西。
Because all this is what God had given to him.
不是他自己有的。
It's not what he had himself.
彼得深深明白一件事情。
For Peter deeply knows one thing.
只有他的魂改变了。
It's only when his soul is transformed.
那个在神跟前才是他的福气。
Then that is his blessing before God.
看今天我们多注意人的恩赐、人的能力、人的智慧、人的知识，对不对
？But today we pay so much attention to people's ability and power, and is we're able to do things.
但是今天神所注意的是我们这个人的改变。
But yet God is focusing at how we are being transformed.
因为神要用我们作为他建造的材料。
For God is going to use us.To be the material to build his house.
请弟兄姊妹记得。
So let us remember, brothers and sisters.
神的工作有他一定的标准。
God's work has its standard.
在他这个建造的材料上，他要求一定的品质。
God has a standard and requirement for the material he used to build his house.
如果我们的品质不能符合于神
，If our character cannot satisfy God's standards.
神不能用我们。
Then God cannot use us.
神的心意也达不到。
And God's heart is not satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brother and sister,
当撒加利亚说准神必拉在耶路撒冷之上
，So when Zechariah say the measuring line is stretched over Jerusalem,
说你们现在要建造耶路撒冷
，And now you're going to rebuild Jerusalem.
必须按照神的标准。
You must follow God's standard.
而神的标准的第一个要求就是品质上的标准。
And God's first standard is the character.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brother and sister，
基督徒的追求非常重要。
So the pursuit of a Christian is very important.
但是我们要知道那个重要的点在哪里。
But we also need to know why is it important.
我们的追求
，our pursuit，
是我们更多的改变。
Is to pursue more transformation in us.
让基督的性格逐渐的组织在我们身上。
And let the quality and character of Christ to slowly be conformed into us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brother and sister，
在西乃山上
，And when it was at the Mount Sinai，
在人类的历史当中
，And even in that history，
神第一次把他的标准展示出来了。
And it's the first time God revealed to his people his standard.
这是神的心。
And that his heart.
这是神的心意。
It's God's heart.
今天如果我们真正体贴神的心意。
And today, if we really want to understand the heart of God,
我们就应该按照神的标准行事。
We need to live according to God's standard.
主若许可。
If God willing,
我们下面还有三堂，我们继续的在主面前来交通。
And we have three more messages, and we're going to continue look at the other three parts.
我觉得在末后的时代
，I can see that in these last days,
主要回来了。
The time of God's return is close.
这是我们应当注意的事情。
And we must pay attention to these things.
我们请低头在一点祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh dear Lord Jesus, we want to come to you with thanks and praise.
是你把我们带到这个地方。
Because you have brought us together to be here.
也是你要对我们说话。
Because you want to speak to our hearts.
你要启示你自己的心意。
You want to reveal your will to us.
主啊，求你让我们能够清楚明白。
Lord, we do pray that you give us understanding.
我们是因你自己荣耀的旨意蒙救赎的。
We are saved according to your glorious will.
你不仅救我们脱离仇敌的手。
Not only you save us from the hand of the enemy,
不仅救我们脱离败坏的天性
and not only save us from the bondage of corruption of self,
不仅让基督美丽的性格能够显在我们身上
because you want to manifest the beauty of Christ through us,
乃是你要把我们众人建造成为你的家
because you also want to build us up to be your house,
让我们在基督的身体里面彰显基督的荣耀
So that in the body of Christ, we can show forth the beauty of Christ.
主啊，你的话告诉我们
And Lord, your word tells us.
我们是需要改变的
We need to be changed and transformed.
但愿一年年的过来
May year after year.
我们真的在你面前有改变
That we are being transformed before you.
求你把我们的年日握在你自己的手里
We do pray that you hold the days of our life in your hand.
向我们众人施怜悯
And have mercy upon each one of us.
谢谢你下午与我们众人同在。
We thank you for your presence here this afternoon.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.